that was. I forgot. She's going to come on up. Come on up, Pamela. Amen. She's going to start the celebration tonight. She's going to start it off, amen, with the first carol of tonight. Amen. And the song is Go Tell It on the Mountain. Let's receive Pamela. To come up with a Christmas carol. But at this time, amen, it'll be like everybody else. Omar Jr., Omar the Third, and Amaria, Zachary, and myself. And then don't go away. We'll be right back at the end. Amen. With the Zachary Christmas celebration. Amen. Amen. If you're sitting beside a family member, why don't you just wrap your arms around them and tell them that you love them? Come on. Come on, Facebook. Come on, Chaos. If you're listening and you're standing or sitting beside your family, your husband, your children, your cousin, amen, your long-distance relative or whoever, your husband, your wife, just wrap your arms around them and tell them that you love them. Amen, because it's not guaranteed, amen, that one beside you, that you will wake up the next morning and that they will be there. So, we're going to do the second carol for tonight. So, y'all stay with us, okay? All right. Oh,
Zachary family Christmas celebration. Amen. We're so glad to be here, and we're here in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, we're not going to be before you too long tonight. We would like to call your attention to the book of St. Luke. Amen. And the Zachary ensemble, they'll be back in a few minutes. Amen. They had to take a water break. Amen. Take a restroom break, and they'll be back in just a few moment. Amen. While they're taking a break, I would like to call your attention to St. Luke, the second chapter. St. Luke, the second chapter, looking at, beginning at verse number one. Amen. Tonight, we want to talk from the subject, family matters. Amen. Family matters. I would encourage those of you that are at home, amen, if you have your family there with you, if you could call them in, amen, call them in the room, amen, call them in the room. We would like for your families to get together, for those that are able to on tonight, amen. We got just a special word, maybe for about 20 minutes, dealing with the family, maybe for about 20 minutes or so, dealing with the family. And what better place to deal with the family and to talk about the family than to discuss the family of Jesus. We hear so much about Mary and what she done and her being blessed and highly favored, which is right. But seldom do we hear any messages concerning Joseph. Very seldom do we hear any messages regarding the man. And we just want to build and encourage tonight just a little bit about the whole family, not just Mary, not just, of course, we're going to deal with Jesus, amen, but also we want to just highlight some of the attributes of Joseph, the man. And generally, the man sets the order for the house. The man pretty much sets the direction for the way that the family goes. Amen. We understand and we know we're living in a time now where, especially black men, good black men, amen, we're, for the most part, few and far in between, amen. We got so many of our children that are out, amen, doing all kind of things. And they can probably, 9 times out of 10, they can tell you where their mama is, but, amen, they probably can't tell you much about their daddy. Amen. Probably can't tell you much about their fathers. Amen. So we want to just for a few minutes, about 25 minutes, we want to just talk about some of the subject family matters. Amen. Family matters, that could be kind of two-part. Family matters, meaning family is important. Your family is important. My family is important. All of our families are important. Family matters. Family is important. Family is special. And also family matters, meaning there are sometimes you can have issues in the family. There are matters. There are circumstances. There are situations that happens in all of our families. And if we took time enough to kind of listen and talk to each other and fellowship, we'll come to the conclusion that we're more in common than we think we are. There are some things that no doubt happen in my family that happens in your family. And then there are some times that we can learn from each other. Well, it happened in my family. It's happening in yours. How did you make it through? How did you come out? How did you? How did your family survive? Look at the baby and say, we survived. So just for a few minutes, amen, we want to thank all of you for taking a Thursday night, just taking time to be with the Zachary family. So in the book of St. Luke, the second chapter, amen, beginning at verse 1. Now, Praise Tabernacle members, they are kind of accustomed to this teaching. Really can't go as line upon line as I would normally do. But I just want to challenge you to read tonight. I want you to read these scriptures, not just when I'm reading them, but in your leisure. Go back and study. One thing that we find out, a lot of us have the nativity scene. And in the nativity scene, we got Jesus as a baby in the manger. We got Mary. We got Joseph. We got the shepherds. Amen. We got the shepherds there. We got three wise men there, amen. But we're going to find out tonight, if I'm able to get all the way into it, that the shepherds and the wise men were not there at the same time. I wish I had a good church tonight, amen. As a matter of fact, by the time the wise men got there, Jesus was no longer a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes. The Bible declares that he was a young boy. He was a little boy. Amen. Probably a snotty nose running around the house. And we're going to see tonight, and I'm going to mess a lot of you up tonight because you got the nativity scene up, and we've been singing songs and carrying on that ain't biblically sound. Amen. We've been doing things that are not biblically sound. We just took what the world said, amen, and we indoctrinated ourselves with it. Tonight I just want to challenge you on a few things, amen. So that first thing is, as we stated, amen, first of all, we don't know how many wise men there were. We just know they brought three different gifts, amen. We don't know if there was three wise men. There could have been 30 wise men, all of them bringing, amen, three different gifts. So we don't know, but we just assume, because there was three gifts, we just assume that there were three. Why? Y'all ain't going to help me tonight. Y'all going to leave me out here. Amen. It's in the book. I'm going to show you. I'm going to prove it to you. Amen. I'm going to prove it to you. Amen. And also with the shepherds got there. The shepherds got there first. Amen. The shepherds got there first. And really, by the time the wise men got there, Jesus could have been all at least a possibility of being at least 2 years or so old. Amen. He could have been approximately 2 years old by the time the wise men got there. So, amen. I know I'm messing some of y'all up, man. Some of y'all saying that they don't know what he's talking about. Amen. It's in the book. Amen. It's in the book. Amen. By the time, I'm going to show you, we're going to show you tonight. Amen. By the time the wise men got to Jesus, he was a little boy. Amen. He was a toddler. He was not an infant. Amen. He was no longer wrapped in swaddling clothes. He was no longer lying in a manger. That's what he was with the shepherds. Amen. Let me hear you say shepherds. Yes. When the shepherds got there, that's the state that he was in. Okay, so let's try to put all this in the, amen, all this, as my daddy was preaching, he would say, let's put this gallon in the paint. Amen. I may have to move a little swiftly on tonight. Amen. But let's look at St. Luke, the second chapter, looking at verse 1. Amen. I'm not going to try to explain each scripture. I'll be here all night. Amen. But just want to challenge you. I want to hit some points and challenge you to go back. Amen. And rediscover. Amen. Relook at your theology. Amen. Look at what you're doing. And another point, how many times is it your birthday that you don't expect the gift? Yeah. On your birthday, you expect folks to give you gifts. You don't expect to, amen, they have to give anybody gifts. Amen. So let's look here. Amen. Let's look here. Of course, we don't believe in no Santa Claus. So one of my children said, well, we're going to sing the song, I Saw Mama Kissing Santa Claus. Amen. I said, well, show me where she is and show me where Santa Claus is too. I want both of them. Amen. Show me Mama and Santa Claus. Amen. All right here. Amen. St. Luke, the second chapter, verse number 1. And it came to pass in those days, somebody say those days, that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. Those three and all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city, everyone back to his native city, back to the place of his birth. Now, we must understand this taxing is not what we ordinarily think of taxing. We know tax season is coming up, but it wasn't that type of taxing. It was like a censor type thing, meaning pretty much role. How many is in the family? How many do you have? Like we do now here in the U.S., they take censors and they send you out the forms and want to know how many people are in your family, how many folks are with you. So this is the type of taxing for just to help us, just to take role. Amen. This is what this taxing was. To see how many was in this city, how many was a part of this household. All right? So the decree went out for the taxing to be done. And verse 4, and Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. That's very important that we build that. God bless you, Brother Calloway. Brother Rob Emerson, God bless you. Amen. Glad to have y'all on tonight. Amen. It's very important that we understand Joseph. Okay, Joseph was of the lineage of David, the city of Bethlehem, which was the town, some would say the town of David. All right, so we got to understand that even though Joseph was not Jesus' biological father, he was, which we would say, a stepdaddy, amen, still that lineage, because we understand Jesus was born of a virgin birth. There was no intercourse, there was no, amen, praise and pancakes, there was no chasing around the tree between Joseph and Mary in order for Jesus to get here. Mary was impregnated, amen, overshadowed by the Holy Ghost. Let me hear you shout, Holy Ghost. So Joseph gets Mary, amen, look at verse 5, to be taxed with Mary, his ex-spouse, wife or betrothed. In our day, we would like they was like engaged, but it was even more in depth. Amen. Nowadays, you would be engaged, and one day, the next day, amen, you just don't forget about it. Ain't nothing really tied to it. But back in the Bible days, that betrothed, that that it meant a lot more than what it means now. So he and Mary was espoused. Amen. And Mary, his espoused wife, amen, was great with child. She, by this time, she was at the time of giving birth, around 9 months or so. Amen. I can understand that. I've experienced that five times. And so, verse 6, it was that while they were there, amen, where is it there? In Bethlehem, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. It was time for Mary to bring forth Jesus. Amen. And she brought forth her firstborn son, verse 7, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for him or room for them in the inn. Listen here, if I was preaching another subject, amen, I would ask you at this time, amen, do you, in your inn, do you have room for Jesus? You don't want it to be said in your inn that you had no room for Jesus. I thought I had the right church tonight. Amen. A lot of us, we got a whole bunch of stuff. Amen. In our room, we got a whole bunch of stuff, a whole bunch of people that are taking up space. Amen. But the question tonight, amen, in your inn, in your indwelling, inside of you, do you have space for Jesus? That's a good question. Do you have space for Jesus in the end, in your end, inside of you? Amen. Do you have space? Do you have time for Jesus? Amen. And there were in the same country shepherds. Look at verse 8. I'm trying to prove my point here. Amen. In the same country, shepherds abound in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Right? And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. Came upon who? Who is them? The shepherds. My home church ain't paying no attention. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were so afraid. Who is the them? Now y'all back in church. The shepherds. Amen. We none about the wise men. We saying twinkle, twinkle, little star. Amen. We see now that the shepherds, look at verse 10, and the angel said unto who? The shepherds. What did he tell them? Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. In other words, the angel is telling the shepherds, I'm bringing y'all some good news. Is there anybody under the sound of my voice that just needs some good news? Amen. If you got a neighbor, slap fives with your neighbor and tell them, say, I don't bring me no bad news. I need some good news. The angel speaks to them, to the shepherds, verse 11. I'm moving kind of quick. Amen. So unto you is born this day. Amen. That's important to understand. I'm trying to bring a point here. Amen. That this day, this evening, right now, amen, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. For my Facebook listeners and chaos listeners, amen, that city of David was called what? Bethlehem. Thank you, Brother Omar. Thank you for preaching and helping yourself out. Amen. Amen. And this shall be a sign unto you. A sign unto who?
You.
Which is who? The shepherd. Yeah, Lord, help me tonight. Lord, I'm going to have to preach Bible study at home again. Amen. Amen. And this, look at verse 12. And this shall be the sign unto you. Amen. The angel is talking to the shepherd. Ye shall find the babe what? Wrapped in swaddling clothes. Y'all ain't read, y'all ain't paying no attention. Lying in a manger. Who was the angel talking to? The shepherds. Amen. Get the wise men off and around that nativity scene. You got the wise men in your yard. Some of y'all got wise men hanging up on your counter. The wise men were not there. He's talking to the shepherds. Lord, I'm going to help somebody tonight. Somebody going to go back and look at this and say, good Lord, God, I didn't never knew this. It's in here. It's right in here. Amen. So the angel was telling the shepherds, this is a sign to you. ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was an angel, or there, suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem. Why? What was that Bethlehem? Who was in Bethlehem? Jesus had just been born. Come on, church. Come on. Amen. Jesus had just been born in Bethlehem. And see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. Amen. I'm reading kind of quick tonight. And they came with haste and found who? Mary. And who? Who was Joseph? That's just my baby daddy. Amen. And the babe lying where? Well. When the shepherds got to Jesus, he was still a babe, lying, in a manger. Okay? Not the wise men. The shepherds. Lord, help me tonight. I'm messing folks up. I know I ain't going to get much off of the night until y'all, somebody say, I got to go back and read this for myself. It's right here. Okay? All right. And they came with haste, verse 16 again, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. The shepherds, amen, once they left, they went out and began to broadcast what was done, what was said, what was told to them, amen, who they had just seen. And once you meet Jesus, amen, it's your turn to tell somebody. Look at the neighbor and say, just tell somebody about it. And all they that heard it wondered at those things. Verse 18, which were told them by the shepherds. And the shepherds became evangelists. The shepherds became disciples. They went, amen, and spread the good news. They became gospel preachers. Okay? But Mary, amen, verse 19, but Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen. And it was told, and it was told unto them. All right, look at verse 21. And when 8 days were accomplished, now this means that when 8 days was accomplished, Brother Rob, what he's saying now, when Jesus turned 8 days old, we ain't read nothing yet about the wise men. I'm going to take you to the wise men in a minute. And when Jesus, amen, when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the, And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. That's based on Leviticus, the 12th chapter. Now let's skip down to, don't want to skip yet? No, ain't going to skip. Let's turn over to Matthew. We'll come back to Luke 2. Amen. Let's go to Matthew. Matthew, the first chapter. I'm building this. I'm almost through here. Turn to Matthew, the first chapter, verse 18 through 25. Okay, Matthew, the first chapter, 18 through 25. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ, and this is Matthew's point of view. Okay, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, meaning before they, amen, consummated, whatever that word is, the marriage, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Had nothing to do with Joseph. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, see, God is talking to you now. Okay? Being a just man, fathers. Somebody said, well, brother, all my men, they mother just don't get along. That don't have nothing to do with you and your children. You do what you're supposed to do for your child. I can't get no help here. Amen. And I hear somebody out there, I hear somebody watching me, see you. Amen. Somebody listening to me. Well, I send money. That's not enough. A child don't recognize, believe me, I know. Child ain't worried about money. Child worried about time. Come pick me up, Daddy. Take me to the ball game. Take me to the field. Let's throw a baseball around. Let's go play basketball. Amen. Just take me to the movies. Let's go get a happy meal. Your child is wanting time with you. Okay? All right, I'm going to build this thing talking about Joseph. It's Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example. Okay, public example, what this is talking about, amen, based on them already being committed to each other and for Mary to be pregnant, amen, without it being joined, what the world would have thought, okay, was that she had not committed adultery. So she would have been worthy of being killed. She would have been worthy of being stoned. So Joseph not willing to make her a public example was minded to put her away properly. He was going to do it decently. He was just going to, you know, slide on out the way. Okay? But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Somebody shout Holy Ghost. To the men, to the fathers out there. Amen. We got to be able to hear the directions from God for our families. I said we got to be able to hear the directions from God concerning our families, concerning our children. Those of us that are married, amen, with the head, with the knee, amen, in the family, we got to, as Joseph was here, he was able to hear, he was about to make a grave mistake. Okay? So not only was Mary picked out to, amen, to do this, Joseph was chosen also. Okay? Joseph, some of you men out there, you're taking care of someone else's child. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me tonight. Amen. Everybody can't do that. I thank God for, amen, my, what we call stepfather that stepped in to take care of me, take care of Shane and Poochie and Rena and Bishop Law, Bishop Dory, y'all all stepped in. When our father wasn't there, amen, to bring us up, to nurture us, to care for us, amen. Bishop Lord, amen, stepped in. Joseph steps in. He understands, but he's able to hear from God. Man, you want to be able to hear from God concerning your wife, concerning your children. Verse 21, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. The father, dealing with Joseph, and the other hand, I believe it was Gabriel, identifies and confirms it with Mary. But we see here that name is given, Joseph, this is what you're going to call it. For he shall save his people from their sins. Verse 22. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord from the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted God with us. But Joseph being raised from his sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had been in him, and took unto him his wife. Okay? He went on and made that thing right, going and on. He heard from the Lord, amen. And Mason, not only did he hear from God, but he was obedient. And God, he was obedient to what the Lord told him to do. So we can't just be hearers of the word, we must be doers of the word also. Right. And knew her not, this is verse 25, meaning, amen, there was no hanky-panky going on. Okay, Joseph wasn't chasing Mary around the little cottage, amen. They weren't playing chase the camel and scare the goats, amen. They weren't playing no knick-knack, paddy-whack, give a camel the bone. They weren't playing none of that. So he knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Now, after Jesus came, amen, we got record that Mary, I mean, Joseph, amen, went ahead on and had a celebration, and they had plenty of children. All right? Now, chapter 2. All right? Let's get in chapter 2. I got to get through this quick. My time is almost up. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1. Look. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. Let's deal with the wise men. You got to see this. This is Matthew, the second chapter. It's in your Bible. So where is he that is born king of the Jews? Or that could say, where is he that was born king of the Jews?
Yeah.
Okay? Or that is born King of the Jews, for we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. Okay, when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes and the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. Okay? And they said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet, amen, and thou, verse 6, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Preach, come on here. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men in, okay, when he called them in, wanted to have a little meeting, he inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. For the who? For the baby. Wrapped in swaddling clothes. Lying in the manger. My baby dad, he's a baby, he's an infant. Let me read that again, because it's in my book. It might not be in yours. You've been skipping that part. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. Not baby. He's talking to the wise men. Go search for the young child. You don't like that. It's in the book. Let's keep reading. And when ye have found him, found who? The young what? Bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. Look at verse 9. When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the who? Was. Here we are, young child again. Now, I tell you what baffles me, what I am bamboozled about, amen. Then the star in the scripture led the people to Jesus. But now we got superstar Christians that lead folk everywhere except to Jesus. Ain't no such thing as no Christian superstar, no gospel star. Ain't no gospel. But if you, and even if you think you are, you should be putting folks to the cross. You should be putting folks to Jesus. The star had enough sense to hover, amen, over Jesus, the young child. All right, let's keep reading. I'm almost through. I'm getting to somewhere else. Look at verse 10. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Look at 11. This is going to bless you. And when they were come into the manger, when they came into the inn, the Bible says house. Somebody say house. But Jesus was born in a what? Manger, in an inn. Or when there was no room for him in an inn. Amen. In other words, he was born like a born. Lord, help me tonight. I'm messing folks up. I'm messing y'all up tonight. But verse 11 talks about the wise men. Yeah. And when they were come into the house, somebody say house, oh, they saw the what? Young child. By this time, Jesus was probably chasing goats and pulling pulling tails from the, amen, the donkey, amen. He was probably doing all kind of things as a little boy, little baby, young child. With Mary, his mother, okay, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts. Have we read anything about there being three wise men? We haven't. We saw not one scripture that says there was only three wise men. But here's where they get it from. They presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Okay? Bible theologians would say gold was for his kingdomship. Him being king of kings, Lord of lords. Frankincense, because he was a priest. He was our high priest. And myrrh for his burial. Okay? Gold, him as king. Facebook, YouTube, chaos, gold, him as king. He's king of kings. Frankincense, the priest, as we read, if you look in other scriptures, especially with his kinfolk, Zacharias, was served as priest. His duty was to burn incense as priest. And myrrh, which was a bomb, which was something that they used for burial. Lord, I wish I had the right church in here tonight. Verse 12. And then warned of God in the dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. These were wise men. We don't know how many there were. We just know they brought three different types of gifts. And God spoke to them in a dream and told them, don't go back to Herod, because God knew what Herod wanted to do. Am I talking all right? And when they departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto Joseph in a dream. Now we back to the baby daddy. Saying, arise and take the young child and his mother. Listen to this, men. God speaking to the head of the house. Ahead of the woman is the man. Ahead of man is Christ. Ahead of Christ is God. God has a divine order. He's speaking to Joseph and giving the direction for the family. Okay? He don't skip Joseph and go to Mary, even though Mary's the one that housed Christ. In the midst of that, God still has an order. Yes, Mary brought forth. Yes, she's blessed. Yes, she's highly favored. But Mary still had to fall in line under her husband. She still had to be in subjection to her husband. Woo, Lord, help me tonight. Verse 13, and when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto Joseph. Okay, rise, take the young boy, the young child, and his mother, flee into Egypt, and be thou there till I bring thee word. For Herod will seek the young child. Herod will seek the baby. Herod will seek the infant. The young child, not the baby, to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child. Here we go again, the young child, and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt. And was bound to the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord of the by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. Joseph played a very vital part, amen, in the nurturing and the raising of Christ and fulfilling biblical scriptures, biblical prophecies. And don't you know you play an important part, man? You play an important part. Don't let the world dictate to you, and don't let the system trick you into thinking you can't be that for your children or be that for your spouse. Don't let the enemy, don't let them trick you. Okay? Verse 16, then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men when he was seen in wealth, he got mad. I'm going to prove another point. I'm going to be out of here. And sent forth and slew all the children. Watch this. That were in Bethlehem and in all the coast thereof. Watch this, from 2 years old and under. Why would he, if Jesus was still an infant, a baby, when all this was going on with Herod, why would Herod kill from 2 years old down? There had to be a reason why Herod started at 2 years old. Let me read it for you again. I'm almost through. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked, how was he mocked? He was mocked because the wise men didn't come back to him like he asked them to. Right. So being that they didn't come back, he was exceedingly wroth and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coast thereof from 2 years old and under. Why did Herod, why did he do it? Who was he trying to get rid of? Jesus. So Herod wasn't playing around. Because of the time, Jesus could have possibly been at least 2 years old by now. Lord, help me teach this, Lord. Well, Herod said, I ain't taking no chances. Amen. If it was more time, he would have said three. He said, but at least two and under. All the children, all the male, all the children. What you mean? According to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. It'd be about 2 years now. Woo. Then was fulfilled, verse 17, that which was spoken by Jeremiah, saying, in Ramah was there a voice heard, lamentation, and weeping in great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted because they are not. Okay? All right? And I'm almost through, right through here. Let's go back to Luke. Turn back to Luke, second chapter. Okay? Luke, the second chapter, verse 41. Okay, I'm past time. I'm past my time. Luke chapter 2, verse 41. So we see, we understand that Jesus, when he was born on the day of his birth, it was the shepherds. And the wise men got that later. Could have been up to 2 years, could have been a year. He was a little child. He was a young child. Okay? Let's deal some more with Joseph and Mary. Look at Luke, the second chapter, verse 41. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. Family affair. This is family matters. Watch this. And when he was 12, Jesus, now he's 12. But we don't hear nothing about when he's, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. We're picking him up at 12. They went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they were fulfilled those days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it. They thought Jesus was with the family as they caravaned back home. But Jesus stayed in Jerusalem. All right? But they supposed him, verse 44, to have been in the company, went a day's journey. And they sought him among their kinfolk and acquaintances. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at the age of 12, at his understanding and his answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? A mother, nurturer, she's adaptable, mama. Mama, they adapt to whatever's going on with the family. Mama can move with it. Mama brings balance. Sometimes there has to be balance between the father and the children. Mama has to play that role. As we see here, when they saw him, verse 48, they were amazed, and his mother said to him, Son, why hast thou dealt with us? Why you do us like that? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowfully. Okay, Mary had to say that. Could you imagine being Joseph at this point trying to discipline Jesus? Could you imagine Joseph trying to discipline the Son of God? Could you imagine, amen, how this might have made Joseph feel? But Mary didn't care none of, you know, she wasn't concerned about that. Mary said, you're my baby, you're my boy. That's what mama does. Daddy said, well, don't let them do what they do. Mama said, that's my child. That's my baby. Mary deals with him. She's the mother. She's able to lead, amen, but willing to follow the right man. Okay? Mary, the mother. She's able to lead. A lot of you women out there, you're able to lead. Some of you are leading. But you're willing to follow the right man. Yeah. You're able to hear from God and support the family union. Verse 39, and he said unto them, how is it that ye sought me? Wouldst thou not that I must be about my father's business? He wasn't talking about Joseph's carpentry business. He's talking about his heavenly father's business. I'm through right through here. And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. Okay, that's the child. We dealt with the father. We dealt with the mother. Now we see even with the child, Jesus becomes subject. Okay, God in the flesh knew who he was, but he became subject to his father and mother. He became subject and went down to live with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these things in her heart. Okay? That's at the age of 12. The next time we pick up Jesus is at the age of 30. Last but not least, at the age of 33, we find John, the 19th chapter. We pick you from Jesus' birth, and we taught him when he was a preteen, can still be a subject. We deal with children. Children, obey your parents. It's pleasing to the Lord. Now we deal at the end, right? At the end of Jesus' life, we don't read nothing else about Joseph, but we do understand Mary was still there. How do you know Mary was there? Because the book says it. John 19, 25 through 27, and I'm through. John 19, 25. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother. His mama ain't gonna leave her babies. Daddy said, let that little girl go to jail. Let him go. Mama take her little money. Amen. She'll save up. She'll do some fish fries. Amen. Try to get her baby out. Daddy said, oh, I ain't spending no more money. I got to pay this mortgage here. I ain't paying his hotel. I ain't paying him to be in DeKalb County. I ain't paying him to be in Corbett County. Okay? My mama followed him all the way. Now they stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother, and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleopas. Y'all know Cleopas had to be a black man. That's a black man, amen. And Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother, look at this, and the disciples standing by, which the amazing say that it was John, okay, John the apostle, the revelator, whom he loved. He said unto his mother, woman, behold thy son. Family affair, family matters. Jesus is going off the scene. No doubt Joseph is dead. Jesus is the oldest boy. He's the oldest child. He's leaving orders of protection for his mother. And instead of him leaving his mother with his other brothers and sisters, he leaves him with one that he trusts, one that has walked closely by his side. He says, "Don't behold thy son." Then said he to the disciple, "Behold thy mother." And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. Family matters. Good, bad, the ugly. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise on tonight. Amen. Amen. Listen, we want to raise quick offering. I already see, I don't know who this one is already given. Amen. We want to raise, if you've been blessed, we got another family song we're going to do a whip proof of tonight. If you've been blessed by this ministry tonight, amen. The Lord has spoke to you, even opened up your eyes to the scriptures. Amen. Now, he's challenging you to don't take my word for it. Go back and read it for yourself. Go back and read it for yourself. Amen. There's two ways you can be a blessing on tonight. Amen. The first way, you can do Cash App. Cash App is $OZ264. Once again, Cash App, $OZ. That's Omar Zachary. OZ264. You know, whatever love lays on your heart tonight, amen. Whatever, no amount is too large, no amount is too small. Whatever you feel God laying on your heart, amen. And also for those that would like to use a debit, credit card, Zelle, or any other one, a mail or payment, contact this number, 678-760-6056. Once again, 678-760-6056. Amen. This is Bishop Omar Zachary and Family Ministries. Amen. I'm asking my family to come back. Amen. One more time. Amen. This is our Christmas song that we want to give to you. Amen. And we're going to be through. Amen. The information to give tonight is on your screen. Amen. $OZ264 for Cash App. Or you can call 678-760-6056. Amen. May the Lord bless you real good. Happy holidays. Amen. I know folks tell you they ain't trying to say Merry Christmas, but we say Merry Christmas. Amen. Amen. There's no Christmas without the cross. Amen. So we thank God for you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Amen. This is the Zachary family, the Zachary clan. Amen. You got the All right, we're getting our music together. Ice Pick, are you in here, Ice Pick? Amen. All right, we're getting the music together. All right, come on back here. We love you. We thank y'all so much for your love and support over these past 9-10 months since March. We thank you so much. Macho, get up here. We thank you so much. From my family to yours, we wish you a Merry Christmas. Okay, we got a little country and western. It's a Merry Christmas. Come on. We wish you a Merry Christmas
and a Happy New Year.
Come on.
Wish you a Merry Christmas.
Wish you a Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
We practice.
Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. Wish you
happy day for you and I.
Come on,
this time,
y'all don't know the word of Jesus.
And a happy new year.
Wish you a Merry Christmas.
Whoa, Merry Christmas and a happy new year. Now bring us some piggy pretty. The field here. Good tidings for Christmas and a happy new year.
I know black folks don't know the song.
Wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
One more time, we wish.
Oh, Lord,
that's right, Sister Belcher.
Oh, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy.
One more time.
We wish Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year.
God bless you tonight. Thank you so much. On behalf of me and my lovely wife and all 5 of our children, we love you. Amen. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you again. We appreciate you. Thank you that it's in you that we live, move, and have our being. We thank you for all of those that tune in on tonight. We have so many names on our prayer list. We'll be calling those names out again on Sunday morning. The list just keep getting longer. Amen. But we thank you, God, that even though the list is getting longer, you are yet healing. We thank you for the good news that we got on today concerning all the babies that was in the NICU with our nephew, Adore. All those babies have been released from the hospital. And we thank you, all the ones that we prayed for, that you have touched, healed, and delivered. Continue to touch your people. Let your own hand touch. Let your healing virtue go out. And it's in Jesus' name. As we leave this place, never your presence. Matthew 28, verse 19 through 20 tells us to go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Good night. Merry Christmas.